The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day.
You're driving down the road, you see a cop, and then as you continue, you know, driving down the road, you flash your lights to warn those other drivers that there is a police officer sitting there just a lurking and a waiting.
We've all done it. Eric Campbell did it, and a Florida highway patrolman thought he was being obnoxious and disrespectful. It cost him a fine of over $100 for improper flashing of high beams. Campbell got the ticket dismissed and now has filed a class action lawsuit against the state over writing these sorts of citations. Would you take a case like that? Or are the police right in issuing a ticket in that situation?
Well, Scott, I agree with the driver in Florida. I will tell you that I was a police officer in Texas, and most states in the United States do not have a law that forbids what that driver in Florida did because of free speech implications. And that's exactly what the lawsuit's about in Florida.
That was cop turned attorney Pete Schulte speaking with Scott Fitzgerald at WERC in Birmingham, Alabama.
I equate it to this, looking at it from a First Amendment free speech perspective, is there's no difference between what that driver did versus stopping on the side of the road and making a poster and holding on the side of the road saying, beware police ahead.
I wonder how high up the legal ladder this case will climb. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Buzzing right along, a tragedy on the track as Indy 500 champion Dan Weldon was killed over the weekend in a 15-car crash.
There's a lot of concern from some people that perhaps the Las Vegas Motor Speedway was not the ideal track for IndyCar because of how tight of a track it is.
That's Fox News Radio's Eben Brown speaking with the KTRH Morning News in Houston, Texas. So was that what the problem was that caused the crash?
Whether or not that was really a problem here, we just don't know yet, and we're not going to know for a while.
There will be an investigation, but for now...
Now everyone's just in mourning.
And rightfully so. Several other drivers suffered injuries, though none were serious. Weldon was 33 years old and leaves behind a wife and two children. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.